May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 980. 980. When sins and fears prevailing rise, and fainting hope almost expires, Jesus, to thee I lift my eyes, to thee I breathe my soul's desires. Hymn 980.
us, friends, continue reading in the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 3, and we try to read to the 13th verse in chapter 4. That is Ephesians chapter 3 and to the 13th verse in chapter 4. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery from the beginning of the world, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to us, and may he help us, grant us prayer, may he help us in prayer. Dear Lord, do grant us each a breath of real prayer, or we venture to call upon thee once more. And Lord, oh, so many times we feel we must begin with our solemn confessions. We do pray, Lord, look in mercy upon us. We are sinners, Lord, each of us here. Oh, we have our burdens, we have our guilt upon our conscience so much. We pray, Lord, look in mercy upon us, and grant to us the favour that we may look away from ourselves to thyself. We think of what one penned, pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity join with power. Lord, oh, do help us, grant us the favour to be looking unto thee, Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of, we hope we can say, our faith. Lord, do come to us each, and come and help us, Lord. We may consider carefully, prayerfully, how we stand before thee. Lord, oh, we do know we're not in a deserved hell. Thou hast not cut us off. Thou hast not cast us away. We have the favour of hope. Hope, we trust, we hope in thy mercy, Lord. Oh, in all our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So, Lord, do come and help us, though we are such sinners, Lord. We pray tonight we might not be left to the ways, the dictates of our old nature, but may we be under the favour of thy reigning grace. Come, Lord, and reign o'er us as King. We trust thou hast given us, Lord, a new heart and nature. Lord, we do bless thee. We have this hope. We have this favour. Lord, we're not as we once were, wholly under the ways of the natural mind, the carnal mind. But, Lord, there's been a great trouble to us that the carnal mind takes different ways, different objects she surveys. But, Lord, what is wonderful, very, very blessedly wonderful, is that thou hast given us, we trust, a goodly number of us, a new heart and nature. And Lord, our new heart and nature cannot, doesn't ever sin. It's under the favour of thy reigning grace. May we know the favour that is so given us to verily feel the favour of tonight. And Lord, oh, do thus come and thou reign o'er us. Oh, come, Lord, and enter into us. Enter thyself, Lord, into us, and cast out sin, Lord. Sin is in our person, but not in the new man. Lord, it is in the old nature. And Lord, like those words in the Epistle to the Romans are so wonderful. Oh, ye are not under the law, but under grace. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. So may we, Lord, this night know that favour of thy saving grace. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But Lord, we have come tonight. We trust thou hast exercised us to preach upon another word. And Lord, thou knowest thy word that we've read it. Oh, most blessed word, especially as relating to thy servants. And Lord, oh, like the apostle, we feel to be like him, less than the least of all saints. But unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. O Lord, the great wonder of those unsearchable riches is that thy people do not ever have to search for them. They are freely given. Oh, freely given. The gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, do come and be among us tonight. We trust thou art. We feel the favour of it, Lord, of thy presence here in the midst. We know thou art here, Lord. Thou art in the house. It was noise that he was in the house. We know it, we feel it, Lord. Here in thy dear, among thy dear people here at Swavesey. Oh, come and bless souls here tonight, Lord. Do them good. Oh, Lord, feed them, favour them. Oh, may indeed blessings be known here tonight, Lord. Come and grant thy favour to those that need thee. If any are here who do not feel their need of thee, begin thy work in them, Lord, if it's not begun. Oh, if it's in the reality of our being so prone to wander and their neglectfulness, oh, search us under such a word that is in thy word. Do cause it to be applied. Oh, even the question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? We think of this, Lord, especially relating to any that are made alive spiritually, but may be in a very laxed, cold and carnal state of condition. Lord, do come. Oh, Lord, do appear for such. Oh, any that may be like the sluggard. It says in the Proverbs, the sluggard will not plough by reason of the cold. He shall weep in harvest. And Lord, oh, we know in the parables how it is so speak and give them. And Lord, how it was in such a solemn way those parables were explained by the Son of God. And Lord, how they did say the harvest is the end of the world. If any are here neglecting thy great salvation, Lord, any not concerned or even been made to be concerned, but they are in a state like the sluggard, do come, Lord, and so appear for them. Oh, they might be given to be restored into diligence, even to make their call in an election sure. Oh, let not any, Lord, go on in neglect, Lord, in these solemn days, these days when men's hearts are failing for fear of looking after the things that are coming on the earth. There is so much death about, so much in the terrible ways of man, oh, in the ways of man are in conflict, oh, the wars, the terrible, fearful things. Oh, Lord, and death is ever on the road. It is in the way of their actual appointed time of death. But, Lord, in these solemn days, many are cut off. Many are hastened into eternity. Oh, Lord, how so many are brought to that solemn place so swiftly. Oh, how death can so suddenly come. And Lord, if we are not prepared, it will be the solemn conveying into everlasting woe. But Lord, for thy people, death that puts an end to sin, death that puts an end to life, puts an end to sin. But Lord, thy people are already brought to know the way that sin is put an end to. Lord, it's by thy sacrifice, by thy death, by his sufferings, death and merits. This is how death is so known in a wonderful way. Oh, that estate of favour, believing in Jesus, his sacrifice, his death, his glorious resurrection, is the work and operation of the Spirit to make known, to seal to the souls of thy people, O Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, who has so made this wonderful way whereby sin is put away for thy dear people. Thy people are redeemed. Oh, thy people are saved. They are blessed. Oh, they are saved. They are redeemed. They're sanctified. They're taught, they're perfected in thy time. He will perfect that which concerneth him. Oh, thou shalt, and thy people, thy saints in him, the Son of God, are perfect too. Lord, this is thy wonderful way of doing all for thy people. Lord, we think of those earlier words in Ephesians in the first chapter. Made accepted in the beloved. Oh, do so bless souls here tonight. They may be confirmed. They may be built up in their most holy faith. They may be assured of their part in the Redeemer's blood. They may be able to lay hold of and acknowledge and bless thee for it, that they are made accepted in the beloved. Bless us with this thought. Oh, we may be so blessed. We think of the words in those closing words in the first epistle to the Corinthians, the first chapter. For of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Lord, do so bless souls here tonight in such wonderful ways as thy word states. Oh, we pray for souls. We pray they will quicken the dead into life, spiritual life. We pray they will bless those that are quickened. Maybe some in early days of being quickened. Go on to be gracious, Lord. We are in experience of it, Lord, how thou didst in us personally. And Lord, thou wilt teach the prophet. Thou wilt bless with all that teaching that's needed in each one thou hast quickened. O Lord, our election of God is proved by our calling. O Lord, if any are brought to be concerned about whether they are among the elect, give them to so be in this concern, understanding that the concern is the witness of regeneration. Oh, the calling is the witness, called into concern, called into need of salvation, called of God, called by grace. Lord, do bless souls that they may so know and prove the favour and be led on to know and taste redeeming love. We pray for this, Lord. We pray for souls. We pray they will bless us in our pathways. Lord, what is thy purpose for us? Our continuing here below in the time state. We think of souls, Lord, who have already been so wonderfully blessed. Surely they should be led into consideration. What is the purpose for them continuing in the time state? What is thy sovereign will for them? For Lord, if we are so signally blessed like some have truly been, Lord, surely there's been the anticipation of heaven. There's even been the desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. But Lord, like it was with the apostle, when he had the desire to depart, it was not the appointed time for his departure. For thou hast wonderful things for him to do and attend to in preaching the word. Oh, that he may so be the means in thy hand of the blessing of further blessing of souls and many souls. Oh Lord, we have it laid upon us that any here, any one or another, hear, Lord, and they may not be here in presence tonight, but may be listening in. But Lord, oh, is it so? There are those one and another that have been so greatly blessed, so wonderfully favoured. Oh Lord, they have been favoured to follow thee, to honour thee in praise and thanksgiving. But Lord, hast thou got something very special for them to do? Oh, hast thou given them an exercise? Oh, art thou calling them to the work that thou hast appointed them to do? Lord, do all in bringing them to that time appointed when they must make it known. They must tell of all their exercise. Thou knowest, Lord, oh, how we feel this, how it's laid upon us. Lord, we beg thee, help us. We must be careful in multiplying words. Hear us, Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We pray, Lord, for friends visiting. Do bless them, Lord. May they have favour that they can take away with them of thy blessing, Lord. Not, Lord, unto me at all, but unto thee may the glory be given. Bless them, Lord, help them. If they're having rest and change, may it be good and profitable for them, for body, mind and soul. So, Lord, bless them. And knowing, those from the north, Lord, we pray for them. Bless them, Lord. Favour them, we pray. And Lord, as we think of those friends we used to go to up in the north, we still carry them and pray for them, Lord. We think they might, if they do not have a minister, maybe listening in. And Lord, thou knowest the lovely, blessed communications we've had from time to time. Oh Lord, we would humbly acknowledge thy way of their working and blessing them. And Lord, so we pray too for any that are listening in tonight, looking after the children, rightly so. Lord, bless them. Who knoweth how a dear sister heard when she was listening in on a Tuesday evening. Lord, that word applied to her some while ago now, Lord. But Lord, we know the means has been used for good. Oh, may we carefully use it and not use it wrongly. But Lord, do use the means, bless the means. Hear us, Lord, in our prayers for our loved ones, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our friends and theirs, Lord, all the wider family circles of each family. Oh, Lord, we have burden for them, Lord. We pray for them. We pray for friends in affliction, especially remembering our dear friend David at this time, Lord. And now as we had a few words of conversation with his dear sister, continue to help them, Lord, and help dear David. It was sweet to know from David, our friend, the deacon, on his visiting him, found him in a composed and humble state, Lord, no complaining, he said. Oh, we acknowledge the grace thou givest thy people under affliction. Lord, oh, we know when thy people are brought under affliction and thou dost sanctify it. Oh, it is many times, and it's been, Lord, with many. Thou dost lead them to consider thee. Oh, how there was so much more in suffering and pain and affliction, Lord. We think of the words we read to our late friend, Mr. Ralph Warboys, on one of our visits, Lord, to him. Oh, reading in the word relating to the Lord in Gethsemane. Oh, Lord, thou wast there. And we read, and he sweat, and being in an agony, he prayed the more earnestly. And he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. Oh, Lord, oh, we pray for our friend. He may have fellowship with thee in thy sufferings. The apostle acknowledges that fellowship, that temptation, which is stated as a way of, Lord, acknowledging affliction, temptation, affliction. He will with thee, temptation, make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Bless our friend with this wonderful favour, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Hear us for all our friends in affliction. Who knows, we specially remember our friend Bob Collar. Who knows how close we've been to him over the many years. Thou knowest his weakness now, Lord, in his great old age. Bless him and his dear one, Lord. If they're listening in tonight, Lord, may there be something in the preaching of the word, though it may be feebly, poorly preached, Lord, but, Lord, may it be blessed and precious to them. Oh, bless our friend, Lord. Help him, Lord. Oh, may he be, Lord, so strengthened. Oh, even with that might in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in his heart by faith, Lord, like we've been reading, Lord. Oh, we pray, Lord, so come. Come and do good in thy good pleasure here tonight, Lord. Oh, do come, Lord, and bless souls, and get to thyself the honour and glory which is due unto thee. Hear us, Lord, thus in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 557. 557. how sweet and precious is the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Lamb, to sinners in distress. A name just suited to their case, pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, with strength and righteousness. Hymn 557.
friends, the text is in the third chapter that we've read, and it's the 8th and 9th verses again, like it was in chapter 2. Here in chapter 3, Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3, and the verses 8 and 9. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Of course, these are the words of the apostle, of course, relating to his own calling. Who he was of God appointed from all eternity to preach the gospel, and yet he was born and grew and in his manhood in the way of his being brought up under the straitest sect as a Pharisee. A Pharisee, he names himself as a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Oh, he was then left to be persecuting the church and wasting it. And oh, this is, he says in another place, he's less than the least, or he is expressing his being, having such a low view and feeling of himself. He says in another place, because I persecuted the church and wasted it. Friends, he said, though I be nothing, in another statement. But here in this acknowledgement here, he says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And like we've been singing in that way, acknowledging Christ in those, well, we could say high acknowledgements in the hymn that dear Gadsby wrote, dear William Gadsby. Oh, how God's people are so brought to have the highest views of Christ. We think of how also in another hymn it comes, oh, sinners are high in his esteem, and sinners highly value him. Now art thou a convicted, convinced sinner, a divinely enlightened sinner? Art thou a sinner born of God? Art thou a sinner who has been brought to know your need of salvation? And art thou a sinner who is brought to know there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved? And is it by these things being taught you, God giving you light and knowledge, is it in this way that you are brought to know Jesus Christ as your only hope? Has he become your best beloved? Has he become to you the one thing needful? Well, these are important things to consider as relating to Christ. What he is to us, friends. Is he precious? Is he to us the pearl? I think it was we read at home. The one pearl of great price. Oh, is he the Son of God, the object of our first desire, Jesus crucified for me? Oh, friends, that I may preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And friends, I think of how I was in my early days, and how the Lord so wonderfully blessed me. And we've actually been singing the words, the names, the verse of Scripture, what was preached upon. It was the late J.S. Green at Stockport Hope. It was on the Wednesday evening before Easter, 1964. And the text was, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And that was that evening when one was set at Gospel Liberty, friends. You know, the Lord was, I believe, in that at that time preparing me for the work of the ministry, although it was many years on from that that we went forth into the ministry. I have to say, under Mr. Simmons' ministry, the Lord, with power so affected me, he thrust me out into the work of the ministry. I was so rebellious against it. You see here, and I could say that in a way, because I was rebellious against the Lord as he was exercising me for the ministry, I could in this way acknowledge I'm less than the least of all saints. I think of Paul. He never forgot what he did, friends. It was, it must have always been a sorrow to him. It may be that there are those yet to be sent out. I believe there are those yet to be sent out into the ministry. You may feel like this that is stated here by Paul. Oh, less than the least of all saints. And upon the reason, perhaps, of what you have done, how you have been, even how you have been, perhaps, since the Lord so wonderfully blessed you. Oh, this is what Paul was considering as he acknowledged like this. Oh, less than the least of all saints. Oh, because of what he'd done, because of what he was feeling of that sorrow over what he'd done. Oh, is it so with one here, one among you? Oh, what is the concern and the way you were brought to be feeling less than the least of all saints? But look at what the word states and what it was so wonderfully witnessed in Paul as he was made even the greatest apostle. Oh, here he says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I can say, friends, in my case and my experience, I know how they are. They have been and they are unsearchable. Unsearchable, friends, certainly for the carnal mind. Oh, even unsearchable in a profound way for the new heart and nature and the exercise within the new man. We're not able to search it, not from ourselves. But the Lord does give. He gives light and knowledge. He gives exercise to his people. They will acknowledge solemnly and yet thankfully that these riches, these unsearchable riches of Christ are, they are unsearchable. We cannot find them out ourselves. We cannot gain them ourselves. But God freely gives. God wonderfully teaches. God wonderfully applies to God's people these unsearchable riches. Oh, God will, for the child of God to be blessed to receive the favours of the love of God, the love of Christ, under the free gift, his free grace. You know how we were considering the grace of God this morning. Free grace, friends, to every heaven-born soul will be their constant theme. Long as eternal ages roll, they will still adore the Lamb, and it's free grace. Oh, everything God does in his people for his sovereign purpose is all of his free grace. And I can testify it, friends, that God was favouring me in all those years as we were being led on, and failing one to know more of Jesus. Oh, we sometimes anticipate in heaven. We think of it in the terms of Joseph Hines' hymn. Hark, how the tribes around the throne adore their glorious King. They drink full draughts of bliss unknown, and hallelujah sing. They range through heaven's unclouded skies and find new cures for joy, see more of Jesus. And again, loud hallelujahs cry. But friends, as God teaches us, times come in God's providence and his sovereign purpose that he has purposed to favour us, to give us more light, to bless us with favour of hearing his voice. It may be favour of seeing his face by faith. He has purpose to bless his people, for his purpose to teach them, to establish them, to favour them in such a way that they may be more in exercise to give glory to God, to live to the praise of God, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. Oh, this is the way God works by the Spirit. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. Oh, the grace. Oh, how wonderful that word. Our late dear friend, Mr. Pont, we used to talk about it together. We had sweet communion together. That wonderful theme of the word. Though he were rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Friends, how the Lord, by the Spirit, teaches his people, blesses them to know and experience, even to know and taste redeeming love. We mentioned redemption this morning. Oh, this is it, friends. Oh, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? Oh, unsearchable riches. That rich atoning blood which sprinkled round I see provides for those that need it an all-prevailing plea. You plead the blood that did for sin atone. Oh, this is the grace given to this poor preacher, friends, to preach redemption by Christ's blood. Oh, to preach this way, the way of pardon, the way for the people of God to enjoy the favour of peace, pardon and peace through the blood of the Lamb, the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Oh, that favour then to fall before him, humbly trusting in his cross. Oh, and that be all our glory, all things else are dung and dross. All our glory to glory in, not in ourselves, but to glory in the Lamb, to praise the Lamb of God, the Son of God, to praise Father, Son and Holy Ghost. Oh, this grace given unto me, whom less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach, among the Gentiles. That's you, friends. The preaching of the cross of Christ among the Gentiles, as it was Paul's calling. He was to go to the Gentiles. We know he made those long missionary journeys. Oh, so much he travelled in Asia Minor and formed churches there. Wonderfully his ministry, the ministry of the Holy Ghost, was so blessed to many. The Lord is still working in our causes of truth, working in the earth, working in the and among the people of God, the gatherings of his people, working in individuals. We pray for it, we watch for it. We pray, Lord, quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. And God, when he's quickened a soul, he surely will lead that soul on, and he will teach them by his Spirit that they might know and love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Their service is in praise, not for salvation. But the Lord does constrain his people. He draws them by his love, and they will come to the paver to testify the love of Christ constraineth us. And so in all these ways, under the preaching of Christ crucified, preaching among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, oh, the people of God shall be blessed, shall be favoured, shall be established, shall his church built, even in these troublous times, his church is still being built. Oh, are there those here? You must come forward and testify what the Lord has done for you. Oh, he, the Son of God, and God by the Spirit makes it known that the Lord will build his church. Oh, he said, as relating to that which he spoke of Peter being converted, and he said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That was not the rock, Peter. He was not the rock. Many years ago, there was a question about him. Oh, some even said Peter was the rock. Of course he was not. He was the one who preached as concerning Christ. He preached Christ like each apostle did. But the rock is Christ. The rock is Christ. Upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yes, Peter was wonderfully used of God. He too writing epistles, and he too preaching, and as we stated and have stated many times, he come to that where he could exhort the church, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Preach the unsearchable, preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. But, oh, friends, may we come to this. We have named redemption, which every one of us who are quickened into spiritual life need. God has provided the way of redemption. For I think of how it's set forth in the book of Ruth. For there was that need of redemption before Ruth and Boaz could be married. Oh, how he said to her, how I will do to thee all that thou requirest. And oh, how that favour was to be brought, that they should be brought together. And what a type it is of the church of God, the beloved and the spouse, the sinners married to Christ. Oh, friends, it is by all what Christ has done that sinners are brought to be married to Christ, to brought to be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. And part of the experience of the favour of Christ's holy love, his way, all what he did, all what he accomplished here below in this walk on earth, oh, all what is brought in by his sacrifice, his death, his glorious resurrection. Oh, hail, friends, the church is saved. Oh, preach among the Gentiles for their salvation, for their being prepared for eternity, for their being made to be what God has determined them to be. Thinking of it in the way that we read in Isaiah. Oh, how the Lord says, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. And we know it will be to all eternity they will praise God. I hope we can say it in a way that we acknowledge we are among them. Oh, may God confirm us in it, but we shall praise him forever and ever in heaven. Oh, we shall be found at thy right hand in the prayer that one puts up, oh, in the theme of it, that we may be found at God's right hand. At last, welcomed home to heaven, found home in heaven, and to sing the praises of God forever in heaven. Oh, preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, what is to be known of God's blessing in the favour of redemption and pardon and peace that flows in when the application of the precious blood of Christ is experienced in the child of God by the seal of the Holy Spirit, the child of God so blessed. We preach him. We preach forgiveness. We preach pardon. We preach these favours, the sinner knowing and tasting redeeming love. But friends, we even preach the higher favours of the gospel. Oh, you say, can there be any higher favour than pardon and peace? Yes, there can. I would put it in a homely way. We were very close, of course, to my wife's uncle, John Green, and Mrs. Green. And we were favoured to hear Mrs. Green testify how she came to the day when, on a morning, God so blessed her, and she was blessed with justification by faith. Yes. You know whom he did foreknow, them also he did predestinate. And whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Oh, friends, the favour here, preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. You can never find them out, know them, experience them yourself. But God's way of his free grace to every heaven-born soul, the Spirit makes known, the Spirit seals redemption. And he goes on, blesses the child of God with pardon. Oh, they're forgiven. All God's people are forgiven through the virtue of Christ's blood. Opened is the gate of heaven. Peace is made to each man and God. And friends, God forgives. Oh, you say, that's what I need. I need forgiveness. I need to know the Lord has forgiven me all my sins. That the blood of Jesus Christ has blotted out all my sins. You know, the words are in many parts in the Word, a number of places. There is those words of assurance of what God has done for his people. We read in Isaiah, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Will not remember thy sins. Oh, we read in the 103rd Psalm, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. And also the words, they may be good to some here, like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Oh, friends, the favour, preach redemption, preach forgiveness, preach pardon. I would just say a few more points as relating to Ruth and Boaz. You know, they had to have, of course, their meal times, but there's an especial application to what Boaz said in inviting Ruth. He said, at meal time, come thou hither. And he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and went out. Yes, there'll be meal time for the people of God when they will feed upon Christ. I believe that parched corn Oh, I think it is. I think Gil thinks it was the barley that was roasted. But I think, friends, it was. I think it was the wheat that was not quite ripe. But if you take wheat, I have done it, and roast it, kernels of wheat that are not really quite fully hard. But you, the husbandman has the right to be first partaker of the fruit. And I've done it. I've gathered a few ears and rubbed out the corn. It's nearly hard, but not ripe enough to harvest or thrash. But you part it, and it swells, and it is very palatable. It's like a delicacy, really. Boaz had the perfect right to gather some of his wheat. It was barley harvest and not quite wheat harvest. Think of it, what it means, friends. It's about the Paschal Lamb, friends, the Son of God. Think of him, the Son of God, young and tender, really, still. And oh, we know he was to those years in his 30s, we understand. But oh, friends, think of him as the parched corn. Think of the favour of all what he's done, all what he went through for us, all what he suffered. Oh, friends, oh, truly there in the deep couch beneath, in that book of Ruth, our blessed things, does the Holy Spirit so lead you into those things in considering Christ, the Son of God, your Saviour, what he went through for you? I think of him, we read so much wonderfully, clearly, deeply, sacredly in Isaiah 53. Oh, how we know. It states there, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. And oh, there, as we think of our Lord, as it stated of him, oh, he was. And I always, it comes to me, I think nearly every time, I don't think one time when we take the Lord's Supper now, we take it without being led to think of and remember our Lord, or what he went through, of course, and how in that way, oh, he was as the bread of heaven. He said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And we have those emblems. The bread is the emblem of our Lord's broken body. The wine is the pure blood of the grape. Think of how the Lord, he's given it in his word in Isaiah 63. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none to help. Oh, I might preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. You know that bread that we use, the good bread. Oh, for that bread to be made, it has to be harvested. That means it has to be threshed out. It has to be so rigorously dealt with to separate the kernel from the ear and from all that which is discarded, which is of no value or comparatively little value, the chaff. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Oh, I hope you can understand that question, and I can. But friends, then it has to be milled. And all that crushing, that grinding, then it has to be baked, the flour moulded and made into dough and baked. Oh, think of our Lord, who said of himself, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And oh, if a man eat thereof, he shall never die. Oh, friends, this is the gospel. Oh, sinners brought to partake of Christ, to feed upon Christ by faith, and come into, oh, his holy blood. Think of the winepress. He said, I've trodden the winepress alone. Oh, how he stated of him in all their affliction. He was afflicted. You, dear children of God, you've been brought to know the affliction of sin. Oh, to grieve and mourn over your sin. But in all their affliction, your affliction, he was afflicted. He suffered in your stead. He bore the curse for you. Oh, this wonderful fact, the gospel, the grace of God, the sacrifice of Christ, full redemption brought in by his shedding his vital blood. Oh, full atonement, Christ says, full atonement made. All his people are forgiven. Oh, the favour, preaching unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Sin forgiven, pardon and peace brought in for the church, sealed to individual souls by the Holy Spirit's seal, the way of the Spirit granting by faith the child of God to believe and to receive the word, the truth as it is in Jesus. And all the truth as it is in Jesus is all what he has done, what he has accomplished, what he's brought in for his people's salvation, for their redemption. And as I was going on to the point, his people to be justified, justification by faith. Oh, this favour is to be known, friends, is to be experienced. Justification by faith. Oh, a sinner pardoned, forgiven, blessed in that favour to feel and know forgiveness, to know and taste redeeming love, but to be brought to be justified by faith in Christ, faith in God, faith in Christ, justified because he, the Son of God, rose again for his people's justification. He is now in heaven, there highly exalted, given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. And friends, it says, of things in earth and things under the earth, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And friends, oh, I believe it means that none of God's children will ever be left to go down into the pit. No, God has found a ransom for them. Oh, that ransom is Christ's ransom. His ransom price is paid. He's paid all our debt, friends. You know, it's a wonderful favour to know that wonderful ransom price paid for us. What mighty sum paid all my debt. When I, a bondman, stood and as my soul of freedom set, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. And that, what voice is that which speaks for me in heaven, so I caught for good. Oh, preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, much, much according to the will of God of these unsearchable riches will be granted by God of his free favour to his people to know on earth, but to know them fully. Oh, it will be in heaven. The unsearchable riches, oh, the height and depths, and to know the love of Christ, God does favour his people do know and experience these favours here in the time state. But, oh, friends, I hope I look forward to it. I trust I do. The best is to come. Oh, it is, friends. It's in heaven. But on earth it is like we sing. Here it is I find my heaven. While upon the Lamb I gaze, love I much. I'm much forgiven. I'm a miracle of grace, and that is, I believe I can say, that is very humbly stated. Oh, nothing of the favour of God, who the Spirit seals redemption and pardon, and favours the child of God to experience the further favours, even the higher favours of God's love and grace. Nothing of those favours will prompt a man to say, thank God I made so good, but turn his eyes, his or her eyes, another way to Jesus and his blood. And you see your Lord by faith. Oh, the most humbling favour it is, friends, to see your Lord by faith. Oh, you may know that dear Watts hymns are very precious to me. I have been favoured with them. The Lord has given me to meditate as he's given me to ponder those themes that dear Watts was given to write. Oh, his father said to him when he was critical of the singing of the metric psalms, he said to him, well, you should try to write something better. And he wrote his first hymn, Behold the Glories of the Lamb. Oh, and you read those words. They're not the word of God, friends. I would not in any way apply on putting them in front of the word of God. Of course not. But, oh, friends, I believe his greatest theme, most blessed theme, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but lost and pour contempt on all my pride. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, with thorns compose so rich a crown, that I may preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And as I said, I believe it, the best is to come. We shall see his face and never, never sin. And from the rivers of his grace, drink endless pleasures in. May it be so. But friends, if you have no desire, no favour of knowledge of Christ, you're going toward hell. If grace prevent not, you'll be lost at last. Oh, I was there, going toward hell, but God stopped me. Call me by his grace. Oh, bless me to know and taste redeeming love. So I trust the Lord, my dear Lord, my God, my heavenly Father, my dear beloved Saviour, the Son of God, my elder brother. And the blessed Spirit grants the favour, gives the faith which enables us to believe and to live upon the merits of the Saviour. I trust my God and I shall see his face and never, never sin. And from the rivers of his grace, drink endless pleasures in. May the Lord give us to be so prepared, made right, kept right, in that way that's needed, which the Spirit will cause us to know. May the Lord bless you each. I pray the Lord may forgive anything amiss in our services. He may go on to bless us in meditation upon his word. There's a blessed theme the psalmist makes mention of. My meditation of him shall be sweet. May the Lord bless you in that way and favour. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. John Hart next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 514. 514. Oh, what matchless condescension the eternal God displays, claiming our supreme attention to his boundless works and ways. His own glory he reveals in gospel days. Hymn 514.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, we do desire to thank Thee for the voice given, and Lord, we may preach more and more among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Do bless Thy word, bless Thy people. Come with Thy servant, dear, to come for the week evening service, and Lord, as the friends continue, bless them, Lord, and do them good here, and get to Thyself all the honour and glory due unto Thee. Not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name. May all the glory come to Thee, Lord, we beg. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.